Hello and hello back. It's been a month. Sorry, not sorry about any of this. I don't know why, but anytime I ever start to record about my podcast, my nose always just gets a little stuffy. And yeah, today we're gonna be reading some scary stories. I am gonna explain it in the next clip because this was pre-recorded from like a couple months ago. I was supposed to upload this to my podcast, but I didn't, which is my bad. My bad. Sorry about that. Not sorry again. Anyways, I hope you do enjoy this because it's supposed to tide you over because I am supposed to be releasing that one Halloween thing, but it's almost Halloween, so I have to release that tomorrow then if I want to get it up by then. So yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed the scary story. It's a double feature. And yeah, time to get to the story, I guess. After this ad. Hi, and so I'm just here to read a quick little ghost story because and I think you guys are gonna like this one. It's called The Man in the Window. It's posted by user River Chan with two N's and from r/ghost stories. Anyways, let's get on with it. It's called Man in the Window. I think I already said that, but anyways, let's keep this going. All right, I'm sure some people have had this type of title for something when they see somebody standing in their window, but I never came up with this. My parents did. Now, my parents told me all about this weird stuff I did as a child. I'm still a child, and that was normal. I always thought the stories were super cool because I could do what my parents couldn't, but now I'm not thinking it's so cool anymore. When I was at least two, my parents would always wake up to me doing baby talk, playing, and doing random things at night. They thought it was pretty normal and played it off. But when I turned three, they started to freak out. I always talked about a man being in my window at night from being a baby, to being three. My parents thought it was strange and played it off as me having an imaginary friend. Why? Because of my window was 2 stories off of the ground, so there was no way for someone to be in my window. If I can remember the age correctly, at four, they had been going through a family album with me. One picture caught my attention. It was a picture of an old man who I've only seen once when he was alive, and I was a newborn. Strange, right? This man was my great grandfather. He died when I was one, and again, I'd only seen him one time. Apparently, he was the man in my window. My parents told me about how I'd described him so well, from his stinky breath to his bad heart. It took my parents, but they were really happy that I could see him. I liked it. I thought it was like a superhero, but when I turned 10, I changed my mind. A lot. I wish I still thought I was a superhero, though. Was better than what's happening now. Hope you guys enjoyed that pre-recorded thing. I hope you enjoyed the double feature as well. And if you can, please, or you don't have to, but add me to your favorites and listen to all my podcasts. It really helps me out. Also, it doesn't cost you any money. And it's just a fun, relaxing thing to do. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this month's podcast. I don't know why I do this so monthly. It's easy to make these because of Anchor, and I just don't know why I don't do it. So, yeah, I hope you guys really enjoyed this one. And I'll be doing another one, and I'll be doing that Halloween movies to watch. And yeah, I guess this is goodbye. Anyways, goodbye. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Wait, should I add another ad? Wait, no, there's our just an ad before this one. You know what? I'll cut you guys some slack. No more ads.